Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. Mm-hmm. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And Jesus had lifted up himself, and saw none but the woman. He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Amen. One verse real quickly, you can make a note of this, turn to it later perhaps. Galatians 5:1 says, Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Father, we thank you for teaching and preaching time. I ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding that I would rightly divide your word and rightly apply your word. Father, I pray for every heart and every ear that is in attendance today, that as your word go forward, it will find a place within us, shaping us, molding us, and making us into all that you would have us to be. These are all blessings we do ask in the mighty, matchless, and marvelous name of Jesus. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for the reading of his word. Thank God for each one of you that are in attendance, and certainly we praise God for our visitors being with us today. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Today, amen, with the consideration of this being Independence Weekend, I want to use for a thought today, just for a little while, set free by God's grace. Amen. Set free by God's grace. Amen. A couple of verses of scripture, Romans, I'd like to share. It says, Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace. We have peace with God. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our peace. We have it with God. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, By whom also, by Jesus Christ also, amen, we have access by faith to this grace. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wherein we stand. All of us today, amen, and use the word stand. I know most of us are sitting right now, but it simply means that we are in here because of the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. Wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We are here today, beloved, not because of our family connection, not because of our expertise in driving to avoid accidents on the highway, but we are here because of the grace of God.
Amen.
Glory amen. To God. Amen. I don't know about you, but each time, amen, when I take a little time and ponder the thought in my mind about God's grace, I get excited and I'd be more appreciative, amen, of the love of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Grace. Amen. The grace of God can set us free, beloved. Amen. Now, when we talk about free, I want you to know we're talking today about, amen, free from the bondage of sin as well as the penalty of sin. Amen. The bondage of sin being, amen, that unforgiving of sin that we have allowed to settle in our hearts because we have not asked God to forgive us. And so we become bound, amen, by that sin. Glory to God. We become hindered in our worship, in our praise, in our going out, and in our coming in. We become hindered because of the bondage of sin. We understand and we believe that something is not right on the inside.
Amen.
Glory to God. Sometimes we come to the house of God, we want to clap our hand, but because of the bondage of sin, amen, the past week's activities, things that maybe we engaged in and we knew were not pleasing to God. So when we come into the house of God now, we are in bondage. Glory to God. The enemy weighs you down. So you don't have a right to be clapping your hands. You know what you did last week. You don't have a right to be saying thank you, Jesus. You know how you cut up last week. So the bondage of sin have us weighed down. But glory to God, through God's grace, amen, that weight can be lifted.
Amen.
Hallelujah. David declared in the word, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court what?
With praise.
Hallelujah. You got to learn. I heard somebody this morning, amen, I believe it was Sister Naomi. Glory to God. She came in the door and she said, the enemy is after me. She said, I just gave a black eye today. That's what we need to do. Every time that devil comes at us, we need to ball up our fists and give him a black eye. Give him two black eyes. Stomp on his toe. To punch him in the rib. Anything that we can do, glory to God, to let him know, I will not be held down by you.
Amen.
Satan, you will not hold me down because I am what? A child
of God.
Come on now. Glory be to God. Amen. So it says here, let me read those two verses again. They just so enlightening to me. Amen. Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen. By Jesus Christ, we also have access by our faith in him. Amen. And to this grace wherein we stand and rejoice. In the hope,
amen,
of the glory of God.
Yeah.
So not only are we free from the bondage of sin, but when we repent and we yield ourselves wholly to God, we become free from the penalty of sin.
Thank you.
Amen. The penalty of sin is eternal damnation in hell. Amen. Where hell fires burn forever and ever. That's the penalty of sin. All, amen, that do not turn to God in repentance, according to the word of God, amen, will spend eternity in a devil's hell that was really not designed for you.
All right.
Amen.
It was designed for the devil and his angels. It wasn't designed for you. But if we insist on, amen, being in fellowship with Satan, then that will be our destination. But I encourage you once again, give him a black eye. Tell him, look, I ain't going with you to hell.
All right,
man. Amen. I'm going to tell the devil, I'm not going with you to hell.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. So we are free through Christ, amen, from the bondage of sin and the penalty of sin. Let's look at the text that we shared with you here. Amen. In the name of Jesus. John chapter 8, verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives very early in the morning. Amen. He came into the temple and the people came. Jesus sat down and he began to teach them. Glory to God. He was teaching them early in the morning. Doesn't say what day of the week it was, but it said it was early in the morning. Christ was in the temple, and he was teaching, and the people followed him there.
That's right.
Glory be to God. Now, here we have the troublemakers. How many know, people of God, you always have troublemakers?
That's right.
Don't care what day of the week it is, don't care what month it is, you have troublemakers. They're going to be here, amen, but we just have to deal with it in the name of the Lord. We have to continue to confess that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So the troublemakers are going to come. They're going to conspire. They're going to try to set traps, amen, and to bring you into bondage. They're going to try to set up things, amen, to make you look bad. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But in Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Here are the troublemakers. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. Amen. And when they had set her in the midst. You see, troublemakers are rude people.
All right. Right. Uh-huh. Come on. Come on.
They're people that don't mind embarrassing you.
Come on.
Glory to God. Because Jesus was sitting down, amen, in a Bible discussion.
Yes, sir. Right.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
Jesus was sitting down and he was talking to some people that were interested in what he was saying about the word.
Yes, amen.
And I can imagine he looked up and here come a group of the righteous people with a woman with her head hung down, feeling all bad. They brings her up and stands her right in the midst and says, hey, Jesus.
Come on now.
We caught her. Now, if everybody wasn't looking at her before when they said we caught her, you know, every eye went to her.
Amen.
It might have been some still had to hear that in their manuscript. But when they said we caught her in the very act of adultery. Now, see, here's the thing you have to understand about troublemakers, too. They don't always tell the whole story. Where was the man? Where was the man? If she was caught,
come on,
amen.
They said she came out and admitted it.
That's right.
They said she was caught.
Yes,
the troublemakers, see, they don't tell the whole story. And that was some of y'all need to watch out when y'all, you know, y'all talking to some folk that y'all know they ain't doing nothing stirring up trouble. They ain't telling you the whole thing. They said she was caught, but they didn't tell the whole story. She was caught in the very act. Moses said we're supposed to put her to death for stone. What do you say? They were really interested, amen, in what he had to say, amen, whether it was right or wrong. They were after him. They were after Christ.
That's right.
Amen. To get him to go against the Mosaic law.
Yeah.
Or the Roman government. Either answer that he gave.
Yeah.
If Jesus had said, no, don't stone her, then they would say he was a false prophet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, Moses in the law said, yeah, a person caught should be put to death.
Mm-hmm.
So he had said that. If he had said, stone her, then they would have said, now look, he's going over top of the Roman government. See, he's trying to take things in his own hand. That they were trying to trap Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I'm not trying to trap Jesus. I'm just trying to appreciate.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'm just trying to appreciate, amen, the goodness of the Lord in my life. I'm not trying to trap him. I'm not trying to set anybody up. I'm trying to appreciate each day as I live more and more, amen, the goodness of God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible said, amen, that after they said that, Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground.
Amen.
Yes, and the poor woman, you know, she's still standing up there. How many of you ever been, you know, can you reflect for a moment? Those of us have been out of school for a while. I mean, I remember being called up to the front of the class because you're doing something wrong. A junior, come here. You know why you're standing up at the whole class looking at you?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, everybody was still looking at this woman. She had to feel bad. Because how many know that even when you do wrong, even when you're caught, you still feel bad?
Amen.
Glory to God. Sometimes you don't even have to be stood up before anybody. You just feel bad.
Yeah.
Right.
All by yourself, you just feel bad. You're like, wow, man, I blew it that time. What in the world did I say that? What did I do that for?
Amen.
Nobody said anything, but you beat up on yourself. So she had to feel bad. But Christ is a compassionate Savior. It is of the Lord's mercies. I believe it. Amen. Lamentations 3, 21, 22, somewhere along there. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. Amen. They are renewed every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even when you do wrong, saints of God, if you are willing and ready to repent, God is waiting to forgive. Hallelujah. It's when we sweep it under the rug. It's where we get in trouble. But when we confess it to the Lord, amen, the Lord says, all right, you want me to forgive you? You have confessed it. It's forgiven.
Amen.
But as I said earlier, the bondage of sin is when we don't confess it, when we want to carry it around. Think don't nobody know. Nobody may not know, but you know. And so it's got you weighed down.
That's right.
Glory to God. Let's get back to the story. Jesus stooped down and he rolled on the ground. And the Bible said they kept on asking, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? He's right on the ground. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, Jesus raises up. He says, all right. Here's what we're going to do. Let him that is without sin among you. Right now, all y'all guys come up in here. All y'all men brought this woman up in here. Now, and y'all accused her of adultery. You may not know this, but a lot of times when people accuse you of something, it's something they have done.
Amen.
Awesome. All right, man, come on.
I thought I'd toss that out there because, you know, you may not have known that. Anyway, Christ said, all right, here's what we're going to do. Let him that without sin among you cast the first stone.
Amen.
You know, I can see those men standing there. You throw them. Oh, man. I got there last week, man. And the Bible said they began to watch out.
Yeah.
Starting with the oldest one first.
Yeah.
I heard, amen, the late J. Vernon McGee, he was teaching one time on this, and he said the reason the young one didn't leave out, he didn't have sense enough to leave first. But them old men, they man, I gotta get out of here, man. You know, thanks to God, when I read that, I always admire the honesty of those people. Even though they had done a pretty bad thing, they were honest enough to say, I can't throw no stone.
That's right.
People today will knock you over with a rock. Give them a chance, they will knock, they'll put all kinds of knots on your head with a rock. But those men were honest enough to say, ain't no way. When he put it like that, because if I throw one, as soon as I get out from the continent, you're one of my buddies going to say, man, how you throw this rock? Man, you know what you done last week? Man, I can't even throw a rock, man. You heard what Jesus said. Glory to God. But the Bible said, let me close now, because this is, amen, Freedom Weekend. Everybody want to go, amen, and do some other things. So we don't keep it up. Huh? But here's what Jesus says. After they all files out, and the Bible says that she was there in the midst.
Yeah.
In other words, she didn't leave. Glory be to God. Sometime, beloved, it pays to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Even in your wrong, it pays to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus looked up because he stooped down and wrote on the ground again.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what he wrote. Amen. Because water or wind or something come and took it all away. Uh-huh. We don't know what he wrote on the ground.
Amen.
But the Bible says when he stood up that time, he saw all of them were going. He said, woman, where are your accusers? Does anybody condemn you? And she says, no, Lord. No one condemned me. The compassionate Savior.
Amen.
The compassionate Savior says, neither do I go and and sin. He knew what she had done.
Mm-hmm. No,
go and sin no more. Now, here's what we are faced with in our life. People will convict you on circumstance.
Yeah. All right, now.
Come on.
Let me say that again. People will convict you on circumstance, but God will set you free in spite of the evidence.
Amen. Amen.
Come on now. He knew what the woman had done, but he said, go and sin no more. People, all sometimes people have is suspicion and circumstance, and they will convict you. They will put you in bondage. But the Lord had the evidence.
Yeah. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. The Lord had the evidence, and he will set you free.
Yeah.
He knew that woman was wrong.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, go. He gave her permission. He gave her leave. Yeah. Amen. To go on. Continue your life.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. And that's what I want to share just for a few minutes today, that, amen, by the grace of God, we are free today.
Amen.
Oh, we thank God for those warriors and those soldiers, amen, that in time of war when flesh was against flesh, they gave their lives, amen. They sacrificed the ultimate in leaving family and friend and home, amen, and sacrificed themselves. They put themselves in harm's way that we could enjoy freedom. But glory be to God, amen, even though sometimes we are free in our flesh, glory to God, the devil wants to free, amen, to hinder us or put us in bondage in our spirit. And this is where the grace of God comes in.
Amen.
That unmerited favor, it comes into play in all of our lives, because none of us, from the pulpit to the door, from one side of the church to the other, none of us qualify, if we're going to talk about qualification, none of us qualify to be here today. But thank God for her grace.
Amen.
Thank God for the liberty.
Yeah.
That's why Paul told the Galatians, stand fast in the liberty.
Yeah.
God, I'm still in the liberty. Paul says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free.
Yeah.
And the locks of his shoulder, that you and I could have freedom. So Paul told the Galatians, look at him. Don't go back now and act like you from the bond woman. Because if you read the chapter 4, it talks about, amen, the bond woman and the free woman. But Paul said, don't go back now behaving like you're under the bond woman, because you are under the free woman. So he says, stand fast in the liberty. You don't want to do. But Paul says, stand free in the liberty. Glory be to God. Where Christ have made you free. When he hung on the cross, and he declared, it is finished. Hallelujah. The plan is finished.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to walk around in bondage. Now you don't have to walk around, amen, all handcuffed. Glory to God. Can't shout. Can't pray. God. Can't shout. Hallelujah. Can't do nothing but sit there. Glory to God. You can praise God. You can give the devil. Thank you, Sister Naomi. You can give the devil a black eye. Yeah. for thanksgiving. I can enter into his courts for praise. I can be thankful unto him. And I can bless his name.
Law of sin and death.
Why we more steps.